Doom doo 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 doom doo doo. Hi, plant friends. I'm back. Welcome to the season 4 intro of
Bloom and Grow Radio.
My plant friends, how I've missed you. Have you missed me? Have you been having wonderful summers, or I guess winters for those down under? I am so excited to finally be bringing you guys season 4. I know a lot of you have reached out saying, when is it coming back? We're back. The first official episode airs next Tuesday, and through December, I will be bringing you weekly episodes of the Bloom and Grow Radio podcast, courtesy of our amazing sponsors and Patreon subscribers. Today, I am just speaking off the cuff to you, no script, no notes, just letting you know what I've been up to and kind of my update as a plant lady and some life lessons I've learned while on the road away from my plants and what that's looked like. So it's been a lovely month off. It really hasn't been a month off because I've just been doing other things for Bloom and Grow, but I did need to just take a few weeks away from the pod to kind of just reevaluate and get ready for this next couple of months where we're going to have so many episodes and so many fun conversations. So here are a few things to look forward to in season 4. I feel like season 1, I've said this before, I feel like season 1 was, you know, my 10 episodes, not thinking it would go anywhere, just like, you know, my initial love letter to plants. Season 2 was like, oh wow, could this be a thing? Like, let's keep playing and experimenting with Bloom and Grow. And season 3 was the first time I was really taking myself seriously as a potential business and as a real podcast, trying to make more consistent content for you. And season 4, we're just blown this thing out. And I am just excited to Bloom and Grow as a brand and as a podcast and keep this party going, keep this planty party going. And it's been a really wild 6 months as I've been on the road with Cats the Musical. Bloom and Grow has been on the road too, and it has just been such a delight, such an unexpected delight. I've been able to meet up with so many of you. We've done live tapings in Los Angeles, Tucson, San Diego, Philly. We've done meetups in Seattle and Chicago. I was just in Chicago. We had a really fun Bloom and Grow meetup, and it has just been so rewarding to meet you guys IRL and make you plant friends IRL and give you hugs. And the thing that tickles me the most is when we have these meetups and I actually see you guys starting to get to know each other and making plant shopping dates and keeping in touch. It's just been amazing. I'm just so obsessed with this community. So I've learned a few things that I wanted to share with you, just what being on the road for 6 months away from my plants have looked like. Number one, I miss my freaking plants, guys. It's been so weird. You know, the last year and a half building this podcast, I've been living in my little apartment that I talk about all the time. We have 120 plants in our apartment now. And for the last 6 months, I haven't been with them, and it's been really hard. You know, I miss Billy and I miss our life together every day in New York City, but I would get so homesick for my plants, and Billy would have to FaceTime me and give me kind of plant updates he would get mad sometimes being like, don't you want to see my face? Stop asking to see Lemony and Limey. So that's been really interesting. It's given me a real newfound appreciation for the beautiful home that we've built and how deeply plants have improved our life. You know, I just really am so obsessed with them and I miss them so much. So it's been fun on the road trying to incorporate plants into my travels. And I know a lot of you guys travel for work as well. So I wanted to share some things that I've been doing while I've been on the road. The biggest thing is when I'm staying in hotels, I feel like I stay in hotels 50% of the time and Airbnbs 50% of the time. So when I stay in hotels, it's normally for about a week or 2 weeks in one hotel room. And I always go to a Trader Joe's or a grocery store to pick up, you know, my basics, my iced coffee, my La Croix water, my bubbly water, eggs, just like basic snacks to have in the hotel. And what I've gotten into a really beautiful, fun habit of whatever small affordable plants are in the grocery store, and I try and go to Whole Foods and Trader Joe's because I've found that they have amazing plant selections, I will always come home with one or two small little plants. And if I have to cook with herbs, I will also come home with an herb plant, like a basil plant, and I'll stick them in my windowsill of the hotel. I understand that the herb plant will probably die. It won't live on forever the way I like my herbs to, but it replicates my little balcony experience that I have in my home, where I like to go sit on my balcony every morning with my coffee and smell my basil and smell my herbs. That kind of replicates. I can have a little herb plant that brings me joy for the week or 2 weeks. And then those small plants that I usually pick up at a Trader Joe's or a Whole Foods, you can get them for like $2.99, $4.99, little pots of, I've gotten Kalanchoe, African violets, even pothos, like whatever's available, even a little snake plant. And then in the city, whether it's at the theater or maybe it's the local coffee shop person, I find someone who has been really kind to me in my stay in this foreign city to me. And at the end of the week, I gift the plant to them and I make them a little care card and I say thank you and I tell them that I've had this plant with me for the week and I'd love for it to be, I'd love for them to be the forever home of this plant, and I tell them how to take care of it. And it's just brought me a lot of joy. I think it's been a really sweet way of selfishly being able to have plants with myself for the week in the hotel. But then instead of throwing them out by gifting them to someone, I feel like it's spreading my love for plants around the country, because now, you know, I've been in, I think, 20 different states or something, and there are like probably 15 of those states I've given a plant away. And that's been feeling really good. So that's been a new little planty practice that I've been doing. And I encourage you guys to maybe do the same, maybe take some cuttings. If you're living in your homes and you don't have the struggle that I have, like maybe take some cuttings of one of your basic plants or divide one of your snake plants and just start holding that intention in your head of whose life do I want to improve by giving this small cutting to. And it doesn't need to be a cutting swap where you're getting something in return. It can just be a beautiful gesture of kindness that you want to share with someone. So I would just highly suggest doing that, because I have been really enjoying doing that in my travels. Another thing that I've really realized while traveling for 6 months away from my plants is I don't think I've really understood the true difference having one plant in a room makes. Obviously, you know my story if you've been listening to this podcast. I went from 0 to 60 plants in 3 months. So I went from having no plants to like all the plants, like overwhelming amount of plants. And so I've gotten very used to having a real jungle vibe in my apartment. So I don't even really remember maybe those few weeks where we really only had like 3 or 4 houseplants in a windowsill. But now as I'm traveling and I'm staying in all of these different Airbnbs, it's really blowing my mind the difference that an Airbnb that has a few plants in it feels, how much homier that Airbnb feels versus the Airbnbs or the homes that I'm staying in that have no plants. A perfect example of this is I was staying with my friend in Chicago. So, Plant Friends, I launched my YouTube channel this summer, kind of in the midst of the hiatus of the podcast. So if you like planty YouTube videos, you should go subscribe to Bloom and Grow Radio on YouTube. One of the things I did, I was staying with a friend in Chicago for 3 weeks. He is an investment banker. He has an unbelievable apartment, floor-to-ceiling windows, tons of space, super modern, clean lines. And he had no plants because he had brought plants home and killed them. And he kind of shared his experience with me. And his mom, I ended up finding out his mom was a horticulturist and he's grown up around plants, but he just didn't buy the right plants for his space. So as a thank you for letting me stay with him, I did a plant makeover in his apartment for him. And I actually did a whole YouTube video about it. I'll link it in the show notes. And I had so much fun, like shopping for pots and getting the plants and making this whole home. It just felt like such a special gift to give him. But he went from having no plants to we ended up getting him 9 plants. So 9 plants isn't that much compared to most of our urban jungle dwellings. I can't tell you the difference that those plants made in a space. And you can see the before and after video footage on the YouTube channel, but it really just brought so much life. And when he came home and he saw the plants, I saw his face light up and I saw him getting so excited to learn about the Pachyra aquatica and noticing the difference in the two different snake plants that I put on his bookshelf. And we got him a pot belly fig, and he, you know, we went back and forth thinking of all these different names, like the warthog, you know, his warthog, his new warthog, his new Timon and Pumbaa situation. So anyway, plants bring so much life, and I'm currently sitting in Atlanta in a beautiful home that I'm staying in, which has the most gorgeous 6 foot tall, no, it's 8 feet tall, bird of paradise. And the minute you walked in, I saw the bird of paradise and my nerves just relaxed. It's been unbelievable. And this really fierce little ponytail palm in the window. This guy I'm staying with, he has two plants. He doesn't have 100 billion gajillion plants. He has two plants that are really happy in his home, and they make such a difference. I normally go to WeWork to work on the podcast, but I'm like, no, I'm so obsessed with this bird of paradise. I'm going to sit on this couch all day and I'm going to record my episodes that I have to record today next to this bird of paradise because it's just unbelievable. It looks so beautiful, and even just the shadows it casts on the wall. So it's just my travels have been really making me realize it's not about quantity, it's about quality. And it really is about, I think my mission in the world is really for everyone in the world, specifically millennials living in apartments or crowded cities, but everyone in the world should successfully care for one plant. That's what I want to help everyone do. And along the lines with that, I've also been thinking a lot just about how I consume plants and how easy it is to be obsessed with how many you have and always wanting to bring a new plant home and always, you know, going plant shopping and always, you know, finding the next crazy plant that you're obsessed with. But I think being away from my plants has really just made me appreciate them so much more and understand that it's about the love and time that you take and give to your plants, and it doesn't necessarily need to be about how many you have. Like, I've really just been meditating on quality, not quantity lately. Like I said, these two plants in this apartment I'm staying in right now elevate it beyond belief. And when I go home, I'm finding that I am finding as much joy with the pothos that we have and the basic philodendron on our living wall than my most prized fiddly fig cutting and my monsteras. Like, everybody's bringing me joy. And I feel like as plant parents, you get to your certain ratio of plants or your certain, what's the word I use for it? You get to your the number of plants that like you kind of max out on. And then it's about digging in deeper with this plant, with these plants. And maybe it's learning how to propagate them, or maybe it's redesigning them. Maybe it's building them into a green wall or moving them around your apartment to try and find each plant getting its perfect nook in your apartment that has the just the right amount of light. Maybe it's experimenting with grow lights. Maybe it's just enjoying what you've got, you know? I'm trying to enjoy what I've got. I'm also trying to be thankful. Another practice I've been doing is, as I've been so homesick and wanting to come home, I'm also just trying to be so thankful for the season of life that I'm in right now, and that it looks different than I thought it was going to be. And I think it would be very easy for me to just be on this tour constantly being homesick and constantly wanting to go home and being sad, but stopping myself in those moments and being like, nope, I'm exactly where I need to be. I'm learning all the lessons I need to learn. I'm having this unbelievable experience with meeting all of my listeners in real life. And I just need to trust that I will be sent home when it's time for me to be sent home, you know, plant friends. This isn't even about plants anymore, but learning to appreciate the present that you are in now, whether or not it looks like what you want it to look like, or it looks like what you thought it was supposed to look like. That has been a practice, a hard practice, but a beautiful gift in this current season of my life. Another gift in this season of life just has been learning self-care. I mean, we talk about this in my episode with Plant Queen, but plants were a huge part of my self-care every day. I would get up, I would leave my phone away, I would have coffee with my plants, I would use the touching and smelling of my herbs on my balcony as kind of a tactile five sense meditation. I would use the watering as a meditation, and all of a sudden that's been kind of taken away from me as I've been traveling. So learning how to translate the feelings that I was getting around plant care as self-care and finding it in different ways while I've been on the road has been really interesting. So for those of you that like to meditate, I'm loving the Headspace app. Not sponsored, not a plug, I pay for it, but I've been loving the Headspace app. I've been loving making tonics with, I don't know if you guys know Four Sigmatic, but it's a company that's all mushroom based. And so I make my mushroom coffee in the morning and I mix their mocha mix in with it. So it's like a mushroom mocha, the hot cacao mix and the mushroom coffee. And I do my Headspace meditation and then I try and have a plant around me that I can notice. Like this week, I'll notice the bird of paradise and I'll kind of play around with the soil and be there. Or if not, I'll just maybe go to YouTube and I'll try and educate myself more. And I'll watch one of Summer Rae Noakes's YouTube videos on plants before I go forth and start my day. So I'm realizing it's very important for me to do a few things for me, a few rituals for me in the morning before I start working for Bloom and Grow or working for Cats, the musical. Okay, none of that talk was about plants. I've missed you guys. I want to kind of clue you in for what's been going on and also why I haven't been around. And why I haven't been publishing episodes and why it's been kind of crazy. I'm also finding out how to connect with plants in different ways. So I'm trying to visit botanical gardens. I have a little adventure gang of girlfriends on Cats. We have gone on some crazy hikes. One of my YouTube videos is a hike in Sabino Canyon in Tucson, Arizona, which is, plant friends, where all the cacti live IRL. So I was seeing the cacti that we have as our, you know, in our little terrariums and in our little grow houses. I was seeing those cacti in real life, like saguaro cacti and all sorts of, they're called Mexican snowballs, but that's such a horrible name for them. What are they? The really circular cacti. Those are my favorite. And I saw them in bloom and I understood desert conditions, you know, like as a plant parent, we think we know what desert conditions are like, but you really don't know until you're in the desert. So you can check that YouTube video out too, if you're curious to see what these plants look like IRL. So yeah, I've been trying to open my eyes that way. I got to hike through a wet redwood forest. I try to go on as many hikes as possible. So since I'm not connecting with my house plants, I'm trying to connect with nature a little bit more to get that nervous system relaxation that I experience when I'm with my plants. I also just want to give a huge shout out to Billy, who has been taking care of my plants for me for 6 months. Watching him go on this journey of not knowing much about the plants when I left, because I was pretty much doing 100% of the plant care when we were living together, and watching him go through his 6 months of pretty much where I was when I started the podcast, which was not knowing anything about the plants that we had. And all of a sudden we had 60, except this time we had 120 that poor Billy had to care for. So it's been really fun watching Billy go through kind of a little bit of overwhelm, but then really empowering himself to understand how to care. And now he has such ownership and such agency over them. I've been flying home for 24-hour little visits on my days off. And I went home and I really, all of our plants have grown so much in this growing season. And our place is looking pretty packed with plants. And I offered Billy that I'd be happy to give some plants away to my sister, or I would give some plants away to our neighbors just to lighten his load. And he got so upset and he was like, we're not giving away these plants. I've been taking care of them so well. Like their growth is because of me. Like we're keeping them all. And I was like, okay, my love, I'm so happy to hear you say that. But just wanted to give you an out if you needed one. But he's taken such good care of everything. We haven't had one plant death and we've had such amazing growth. Our Wally grow wall in particular, I have to do an update on my YouTube because it's unbelievable how much the plants have grown and just cascaded down the wall. And for me, it's been fun. I mean, I went 4 months without being in my apartment when Katz was on the West Coast. So coming home after 4 months and seeing our fiddle leaf fig, which was like a tip cutting with three leaves, have 8 leaves now and have seeing the monsteras grow their first aerial roots. They grew their first aerial roots while I was on tour. My cutting of my monstera from my first plant swap with Summerane Oaks grew its first fenestrated leaf. I'd been waiting a year and a half for that. So yeah, I've gotten a lot of appreciation for them. Okay, Maria, you're rambling. So anyway, thank you, Billy. You're amazing. So I've had some time to think about these episodes, and I am going to continue bringing you guys 101 episodes. I know you guys love those episodes. I want 101 episodes. I'm looking at interviews with interesting people that we know in the plant community, maybe some a few episodes on outdoor garden stuff, because I know a lot of you guys have outdoor gardens as well. You'll find some plant side chats. And I just want to keep diving deeper into houseplant care, but also houseplant consumption, maybe an episode on sustainability, an episode on zero waste. I've got my eye on a lot of different episodes that I'm currently sourcing for you guys, and I'm so excited to bring you more content. So there is an episode that I would love for you guys to be a part of if you'd like. The third week of September is National Indoor Plant Week. So it's a whole week celebrating indoor plants. And I was thinking the episode that week could be another community episode where you guys call in and you tell me just your favorite plant story. So we've had other community episodes where we've had you share your plant fails. We've also had you share your experiences with your moms for a Mother's Day episode, but I want this one to be more general. I want so many of you to call in, and I'd love to just hear your favorite houseplant story. It could be a plant fail if you want to share a plant fail, something funny if you want to make us laugh. It could be a win if you got an orchid to rebloom after thinking it was dead, or if it could be a fun cutting that you shared, a fun community outreach thing you did. It could just be a humble brag about one of your plants, or maybe a fun project. I just want to give you guys the opportunity to inspire our community, inspire anything in our community, inspire a laugh, inspire an act of kindness, inspire maybe just inspiration for bringing a different type of plant home. I just want to give you guys the ability to do that. So it's going to be the same way that we usually do with these call-in episodes. The phone number that you're going to call is going to be in the show notes, and you're going to call that phone number. It's a Google voice phone number, so it has a 3-minute max voicemail. So you have to share your story in 3 minutes max, or you can call back and do 2 3-minute voicemails for me, and I'll splice them together. So I would suggest, if you're going to call in, maybe have a kind of idea of what the story you're going to tell written out. For me, with these episodes, I always have some sort of outline. Even if I speak from the heart, I need an outline, because I know that I will personally ramble. Some people have actually typed out the entire thing they want to say, and then they read it. Some people write notes and then kind of flow on the notes, or some people just call in and tell the story. Do whatever you want, but you're going to call the number, you're going to leave your voicemail, and I will select, depending on how many people we get, we'll see how many people we can fit in the episode, and we'll have a indoor plant appreciation episode featuring you guys. So look for the instructions in the show notes for that, and I will also put them on my Instagram. The deadline for that episode is going to be September 3rd, so we can get that episode up and running. So you have 3 full weeks to get me that to get me your little voicemail. So please do, because I'd love to hear your story. All right, so I just wanted to use this as a little check-in, plant friends. So now you know what I've been up to for 6 months. You know what I want to do with the podcast for the next 4 months, which is continue bringing you episodes to educate and empower you to be the best plant parents you can be. Oh, a couple of housekeeping things. So once again, we're going to have fully sponsored months. I will never do more than 2 sponsors per episode for you in season 4. And also, just so you know, with the sponsors, I always make a mandate that I interact with any of the products that we use 30 days before the sponsored ads. So I really am only partnering with companies that I love, and sponsorship is necessary for me to get you these episodes. So I hope that you get excited about the sponsors that we bring on. I hope you maybe want to try the products, because if they are a product that I'm talking about, it's probably something I use myself that has brought me a lot of joy. Also, Patreon. Patreon is paying for the editor that Bloom and Grow uses, which feels so cool because you guys are helping me bring the show to as many people as humanly possible. So if you're interested in joining Patreon, there's just been one tweak starting with season four. Now the Bloom and Grow Garden Club Facebook group has become this unbelievable source of community for everyone. It has 1,500 members now. And because of that, Facebook keeps pushing it to other people. So I actually have a queue of 1,000 people who want to enter this group that don't have the password because Facebook is just telling them to join. So because we're kind of saturated with the amount of people, I've decided that I am going to only, from now on, let Patreon subscribers into the Garden Club. So if you're already in the Garden Club Facebook group, you are totally good. Nothing is changing. You can bloom and grow in that Facebook group as much as you want. But just because the moderation of the group has become too much, and also I am now trying to give more to my Patreon subscribers because they are the people who are literally paying for the editor that's going to make this podcast happen. Patreon subscribers will now be the one that gets the super secret password. And I'm actually going to write all 1,000 of the people on the wait list to get into the group and say, if you'd like to get into the group, you have to join Patreon, and that's where you'll get the password. So moving forward, I just wanted to be completely transparent with you guys. That is the only change. If you are interested in joining Patreon, it's a monthly subscription of $4 or more to support Bloom and Grow Radio and the content that we bring you. You will get the password to our Facebook group. On your third month anniversary, you'll get exclusive Patreon Bloom and Grow stickers. It's a whole sticker sheet of all different Bloom and Grow stuff with different Bloom and Grow sayings. They're so cute. You'll get first dibs on events and merch sales, and you're kind of my like little mastermind. Like, I wrote something to my Patreons asking what topics they want for season four. And I've also polled people on Instagram, but I'm going to take my Patreons, my patrons' feedback first before I go to my Instagram feedback. So it's just an awesome way to support the show if you're interested. So you can also check that link to join the Patreon community in the show notes. Yeah, plant friends, I've missed you. I'm excited to keep serving you. I'm excited to help, to keep helping you bloom and grow. And next week is the first official episode of season four. It's going to be Peperomia 101. It is from our live taping at Urban Jungle Philly, which was absolutely unbelievable. It's with Nick Pileggi, and we have an accompanying YouTube Peperomia propagation video that will be released the same day. So make sure you're subscribed on all my channels so you don't miss a thing. Subscribe on this podcast player. Go check out the YouTube channel. Check out the fun educational videos I'm doing there. Subscribe. Make sure you're on the Bloom and Grow email list. Just make sure this is the episode to tell you to get ready because we're about to blow up your feeds with so much educational content. I'm so excited. Okay, my plant friends, until next week, keep blooming and keep growing. Plant friends, thank you so much for tuning in today. If you like what you heard, make sure you are subscribed to the show so you never miss an episode. And while you're making sure you're subscribed, why don't you head on over to the review section of whatever podcast player you're tuning into and leave us a review. I would greatly appreciate it. If you want to join the Bloom and Grow Garden Club, head over to bloomandgrowradio.com/garden-club to join the planty fun. When you join, you get a free download of the Keep Blooming print that Molly Mansfield made exclusively for us, and you will also get an email with the password to the private Facebook group, which is what I like to call the plantiest corner of the internet. It is pretty amazing. For behind-the-scenes scoop, plant tips I learn along the way, and sneak peeks of future episodes, follow me on Instagram at @bloomandgrowradio. And plant friends, I'm here for you, so drop me a line if you have an idea for an episode, live event, or maybe if you're a planty business looking to sponsor the show. I am always here to help you keep blooming and keep growing. ¶¶ Make new plant friends, propagate knowledge, and grow some freaking joy. That's the motto of the Growing Joy Garden Society app and platform, otherwise known as the plantiest and kindest corner of the internet. If you've been an OG listener or a longtime listener, you might also know this app and platform as the Bloom and Grow Garden Party, but with the rebrand, we've rebranded it to the Growing Joy Garden Society. No trolls allowed, kind plant friends only. And if you haven't heard about the society yet, Plant Friend, you got to join. It's my online community that you can access via iOS or Android app or on your computer that I built to connect our international community of plant friends so we can all nerd out together about plants and celebrate our passion for our beloved plant babies. We have members literally all over the world. I'm so in love with this community of sweet plant friends. I can't say enough amazing things about them. But also, there's a lot of really cool features about the app you might be interested in. There's dedicated hashtags to all sorts of different subsects of planty passions like houseplants, gardening, plant-inspired DIY projects, growing joy, plants and pets, and so many more. There's a plantrepreneur group, so if you're a planty entrepreneur and you want to connect with other planty entrepreneurs, you can join that group to connect and network. There's a plant swap section. Plus, the entire app, and this is my favorite part, is entirely searchable. So say you want to learn more about Hoya, you type the word Hoya into the search bar, and literally every post ever created about Hoya will pop up so you can click in, see what other people have been posting about Hoya and learn on your own and crowdsource hair information. It's so cool. But last but not least, it's an amazing way to support the show. Your monthly membership not only goes to sustaining the platform, but it also supports my team of editors, writers, and a community manager that help the world of Bloom and Grow keep growing. So come join us. All you got to do is go to jointhegardensociety.com and sign up for the community plan. Once again, you go to jointhegardensociety.com and click the community plan. Hot take, plant friends. There is no one right starter plant. There, I said it. And you know what? While I'm at it, there are also no real plant killers in the world. There are just people who have not figured out their right plants for their lifestyle. This is why I created the free Plant Parent Personality Test. Because, plant friend, I want you to get thriving alongside your houseplants as quickly as possible. So I made this cutie little plant parent personality quiz that's totally free for you on my website to take the guesswork out of building your plant collection effortlessly and joyfully. After speaking to thousands of members in our community, I realized that there are about 5 key plant parent personalities, each one with their unique set of strengths, weaknesses, and a unique set of plants that thrive under their care. For example, a mindful plant parent, someone who wants to engage with their plants daily, use them in their morning routines. If someone gifted that plant parent a succulent and they watered it every day, that succulent would die immediately. However, that drought-resistant succulent is a perfect match for a low-key plant parent, which is someone who travels, has kids, is busy, doesn't have time to engage with their plants every day. They're looking to engage with their plants more like once a week or once every couple of weeks. In addition, obviously, to understanding your light and basic plant care that we provide on this podcast, Happy Plant Parenthood is all about discovering your personality and then picking the right houseplants to go with it. It's that simple. No more stressing over your collection. So what plant parent personality type are you, plant friend? All you got to do to find out is take my free quiz on my website and let me know. You can access it at growingjoywithmaria.com/personality. After taking the test, you'll get an email with a list of plants, podcast episodes, and planty projects that I think would light you specifically up like a full spectrum grow light. So once again, that's growingjoywithmaria.com/personality for your free plant parent personality test results.